The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The following program is paid for by Mike Boyle.
He spent almost 40 years in and around the restaurant industry. He's been an owner and an operator. He's a member of the Colorado Restaurant Hall of Fame. The last quarter of a century, his radio shows have been keeping you updated on the ever-changing Colorado restaurant scene, where he invites you to join him, both on the air and for meals at area restaurants. He's Mike Boyle, and this is The Restaurant Show.
Mike Boyle going to be with you up until 5 o'clock. News Talk 710 KNUS. Studio show today, but I'll tell you what, we've got a lot to talk about this hour. We're going to talk with Pam Riddler, the president of the Castle Rock Chamber of Commerce, because 3 weeks from today is the 17th annual Castle Rock Wine Festival. And with so many festivals and fairs and so forth being canceled, you're probably looking for some stuff to do, so we're going to talk a little bit about that. In the next hour, there's a listener over in Parker named Becky, and she listens to the show sometimes, in and out, depending on where she is, and she knows I'm a voracious reader. She suggested a book to me, and I have to tell you something. I get a lot of good recommendations from you listeners. We're kind of a collaborative show here, but you want to know something? God, it was such a good book because of the story. And that's what we're going to air in the 4 o'clock hour. We're going to talk with a guy named Paul Rosolie, R-O-S-O-L-I-E, and he has a book out called Mother of God. Now, before you think, well, wait, it must be a religious book. It is about an adventure that you cannot imagine. In many cases, you cannot even believe. So we've got a busy show for you today. I can take your calls, 303-696-1971. 1 week from today is a great, great event out at Bandimere Speedway. It is the Brakes Plus Jet Car Nationals, Saturday, July 4th. Gates open at 8 o'clock in the morning. The show starts at 7 o'clock at night. You don't have to go out there at 8 o'clock in the morning unless you're kind of a car freak. But if you know anything about jet cars, they are absolutely amazing. My ex-wife used to be the PR person for Roger Gustin, he's dead now, but a well-known jet car driver. You know what he did? He said you take a Pratt & Whitney jet engine, and you strap it onto a rail, and when the green light goes, you hit the accelerator, and you go from 0 to 280, 290 miles an hour in about 6.5 seconds. I'll tell you what, it is fun to watch. When my daughter was going around the country with him, my daughter and my wife, I would periodically go with them, and it was a lot of fun. If you don't think drag racing is a huge, huge sport with a big, big following. Anyway, I have got 5 tickets. I had 8. I've already given away 3 to one listener. But I can give them away as a pair. I can give them away as a family 4-pack. If you've got 3 people, I can give them away as a 3 and a 2. But it is a, and then, of course, they have the fireworks show. So, hey, by the way, speaking of jet cars and Roger Gustin, I mean, if you saw him, he was a slight little guy, strapped himself onto this airplane engine and took off. You wouldn't have ever thought of him as being just a tough, tough guy with great reflexes. One of the great lines in sports I will never forget, I was talking with him. We were down in Elgin, South Carolina. And I said, you got to have pretty good reflexes because, you know, on the Christmas tree, you know, it goes red, 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 green. And green, everybody goes. He says, Mike, your reflexes have to be so good that if you see the green light, you've already lost. Anyway, 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. I'll give the tickets away today or tomorrow if you want to get in the drawing. 303-696-1971. We've got a lot to talk about, and we'll start when we come back.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and boy, I've got some great news for you. You know, for years I've been talking about India's Restaurant, 8921 East Hamden, just a little bit east of Yosemite. Well, I got this message from Chris Kapoor. You know, they've been doing takeout only. They've been doing a lot of takeout. Mike, we are open for dine-in. At lunch, we are doing a lunch special for $11.95. You know, they used to have a buffet. You can't do the buffet now. And it is a similar variety as we had for the buffet, but will be served by our staff. Stop by and check it out. I did stop by and it is great. And whether it's the chicken tikka masala, the tandoori chicken, whether it's the lentils or the saag paneer, the food is absolutely sensational. You can give them a call at India's Restaurant, 303-755-4284. That's 755-4284. And tell them you heard about it from Mike Boyle on the Restaurant Show. Get on over and try that lunch or experience dinner at India's Restaurant.
For a while now, folks have had the perfect excuse for getting home a little late. You know, I've been at the office. If people wanted to assume that you meant the work office, well, hey, that's their problem. But you probably meant the Office Kitchen and Bar on 3rd Street in Castle Rock. Owned and operated by Mike Hernandez, the office has that comfortable, relaxed neighborhood bar and grill atmosphere where you can wind down after a busy day at your other office. Beers, burgers, and bourbon highlight the menu, along with plenty of salads, sandwiches, and even a few Mexican items. The fish tacos are great, but if the office excuse is getting a little lame, just say you're heading over to the library. What could be the harm in that? Well, obviously we're talking about Mike's other place near the Castle Rock Adventist Hospital called the Library. The Library has that same laid-back feel of the office. Good food, full-service bar. You can just sit back and read the menu. And now Mike has a third place. It's in Parker, and it's called the Gym. Pizzas, burgers, full bar, games. So whichever excuse you want to use, whichever place you want to visit, the office or the library in Castle Rock or the gym in Parker, you're going to get a good meal, relax a little, and feel right at home.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and we all enjoy the foods of China, right? The sesame chicken, the Mongolian beef, but would you like to get some authentic Chinese food? Well, then you need to stop by the Volcano Asian Cuisine, 9632 East Arapahoe Road, just east of I-25, because Jay, the owner, he's from China, and yes, he understands that we like the westernized dishes, the hot and sour soup, the egg drop soup, but he also wants to serve the dishes of his home country. It's also called the Asian Cuisine because you know what? They do sushi over there as well. It's a beautiful sit-down restaurant. You can go in and you can have a date night. They got a full-service bar. You can also do carry out if you would like. It's called the Volcano Asian Cuisine, the Volcano Chinese Sushi Restaurant, 9632 East Arapahoe Road, 303-662-8111. They are open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and I know that they would love to see you and tell Jay you heard about it from Mike Boyle on the Restaurant Show.
All right, 13 minutes, 3 o'clock. Mike Boyle, Restaurant Show. Happy to have you with me. Just at a spot for India's Restaurant. You know, I stopped out there to see Chris Kapoor last week, and it was kind of fun. You know, we used to go through the, you know, most Indian restaurants have a buffet for lunch, and you go through and you pick what you want. Well, you know, now they still have the buffet, but they have a little rope or a little stanchion with, you know, the stretch things, and it says, you know, so you're standing back. But then there's an employee, and you say, I want some of that, and I want some of that, and I want some of that, and they put it on your plate, and you go back to your table, and you sit down, and you relax, and then when you want a little bit more, you go back up and say, give me some of that, and give me some of that. It's kind of a neat little system. Rather than us serving ourselves, it worked out pretty darn good. Hey, I want to send a shout-out to a couple of my favorite people today. Woody Page, You know Woody Page from years and years, 30, 35 years with the Denver Post. You've seen him on television, had a lot of radio shows around town. 1991, Woody and I were flying together to Toronto to the baseball All-Star game, and we're sitting on the plane, and we're talking. We're having a couple drinks. I've known Woody for a long, long time. And he says, when are we going to get a restaurant show done by somebody that's been in the business rather than somebody that just positions themselves as a pundit? You do a great job. I said, well, I think I could do a good job. I've actually put together a little outline, about a two-page outline, but I don't know anybody to give it to. I don't know anybody in the radio business. He said, I'll take care of it when we get back. I had been back maybe 24, 48 hours, got a call from John McGinnis that owned a couple radio stations. He's passed away now, wonderful guy. He says, Woody said that you and I ought to have breakfast. We met for breakfast over at the La Peep there at the old Tiffany Plaza across from Tamarack Square. I showed him the outline. He said, man, I don't get a nice outline like this from people looking for work. Can you start this Saturday? Saturday, August 1st, 1991, I went on the air, and I have been on the air ever since. And on August 1st of this year, it will be 29 years, 25 of those with Salem Broadcasting at KNUS. And I'll tell you what, I hope that you have enjoyed it as much as I have. Today is Woody's birthday. Yep, Woody's birthday. I'm not going to tell you how old he is. He can tell you if he wants to do that. But he's a great guy. When I was selected for induction into the Colorado Restaurant Association Hall of Fame, you need a presenter. And I called Woody and I said, I'd like to present. He said, Mike, I don't do that stuff. I just don't. I said, I don't care. I need you to do it. I want you to do it, buddy, because you know that the other guy that's going to get presented with me, there were two of us that year, it's going to be one of these, well, you know, he went to high school here and he went to college there and he loves his mother and this is his professional accomplishments and he's on the board of this and he gives to this charity. I said, I don't want my introduction to be like that. He says, all right, I'll do it. So Woody stood up there, and I will tell you this, that if you ask anybody from Pete Mearsman when he was the president of the association that was at that induction down at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel, they will tell you that Woody's introduction was the most fun introduction that you can possibly imagine. He's just a great, great guy. So happy birthday, Woody. I also want to send a shout out to Nate Pendleton. Nate Pendleton, the pride of Heritage High School over in Littleton. Yes, indeed. He got out of Heritage High School, was a terrific high school swimmer, and went to the United States Military Academy at West Point. Yep, indeedy. He swam for them for 1 year, then went into triathlons, graduated, went to flight school, became a helicopter pilot, and the flag that flies over my home is a flag that he sent me that he flew on his Apache gunship in Afghanistan. And boy, I'll tell you what, he's a wonderful guy. Proud of Nate, the pride of Heritage High School, the pride of Al and Lucy Pendleton over there in Littleton. You know, it was funny when he was getting ready to go, because I had been to West Point Prep, military prep school, went when I was 13 years old. And then I went in the Army, of course, after college. And he said, Mike, when we had lunch, he said, is there any advice you can give me? And I said, yeah, Nate, when you get to West Point, sleep when you can. And he looked at me and said, that's it? I said, just remember what I told you, okay? And he came home for Christmas that year. We got together for lunch, and he said, holy smokes, you knew what you were talking about. Sleep when you can, because it's a premium when you are in that type of environment. But happy birthday, Nate Pendleton. He's a wonderful, wonderful guy. On a sad note, ex-Bronco player, Englewood restaurant owner Jerry Sturm died this week. 50 years ago, he started the South Restaurant over 3535 South Huron Street, right across from where the old Cinderella City used to be, right across from where the Englewood Town Plaza is now. If you have never, his wife Deborah is still there. He died this week at 83 years old, actually about a week and a half ago. But he was a Denver Bronco. Yep, he was selected one of the top 100 players in the franchise history. He was an offensive lineman. And if you have not been to the South, you have got to get by. If you have been to the South, you know exactly what I am talking about. The food over there is very, very good. He's got some wonderful Mexican dishes, some wonderful American dishes. But RIP, Jerry. And Deborah, thanks for keeping that restaurant going over there in Englewood. 303-696-1971. Hey, I want to thank Joyce Schaefer for last week putting on that $7.10 large one-topping pizza special. We've been doing these about once a month, and, you know, we might skip July. We haven't quite decided yet. But it's a two-hour special from 3 to 5. She had a big turnout last Saturday, so I want to thank her for offering it. A $19.42 value for $7.10. And I'll tell you something, that is a heck of a deal. All right, 303-696-1971, 303-696-1971. Don't forget that your ballots are due this Tuesday. Well, I think 7 o'clock is the latest, but make sure you vote, okay? It's our constitutional right, and like I've always said, there's going to be a lot of dead people voting in Chicago, Illinois, come the election time in November, so we got to get our votes to count. Don't forget to get yours turned in. We'll be right back with the Restaurant Show. Let me
down. News Talk 710. KNUS.
You know, if the challenges of 2020 have shown us anything, it's that we really appreciate people and businesses who support our community. And there's probably no company more involved throughout Colorado than folks at Pepsi Bottling Company. By keeping their people employed, keeping their truckers working and trucks on the road, keeping our stores and restaurants supplied with great Pepsi products, or even through challenging times, keeping involved in community and civic causes, Pepsi has been there. And did you know that Pepsi also supports our military by employing over 100 veterans throughout the state? All that's important, but it's also important that you know about the great lineup of Pepsi products. Pepsi Regular, including the original Pure Cane Sugar Pepsi in the glass bottle, and all of their other products. Diet, Zero, Mountain Dew, Bug Root Beer, Sierra Mist Lemon Lime, not to forget Gatorade, Propel Energy Drink, and Lipton Tea. Pepsi also has a long line of snack products as well, including Lay's Potato Chips, Ruffles, Doritos, Cheetos, and many more. So stop by and pick up some Pepsi products. Pepsi may be a big international company, but they've always been there for us. For Colorado, Pepsi.
Hey, buddy, it's Mike, and you know that house gets a little bit dirtier when everybody's in it 24-7, right? All right, well, we're done with the shutdown. We're starting to move around. We're starting to get out. You're going to want people to come by the house, and you look around and you say, wait a minute. These carpets seriously are in need of cleaning. How about the upholstery on the couches? They need to be cleaned. Well, what do? You call Mike Bagnall, B-A-G-N-A-L-L, Mike Bagnall at Bagnall Carpet Services, 303-797-6400. That's 303-797-6400. You know, I've got a dog. My daughter adopted a dog down in Mexico, Bailey, the Mexican street dog. I didn't realize that you have to have your carpets cleaned just a little bit more often when you got a pet around. He does a wonderful, wonderful job. Mike Bagnall, Bagnall Carpet Services, 303-797-6400. And do me a favor. When you talk to Mike, tell him you heard about it from Mike Boyle on The Restaurant Show.
With the shutdown over, wouldn't you like to go on a nice ocean-type vacation? Can't take the time? Don't want to fly? Well, did you know you only have to go as far as Happy Canyon Road in South Santa Fe and Castle Pines to get wonderful fresh seafood? That's right, Trestle's Coastal Cuisine. For over 2 years now, Jose and Mimi Espinosa have been bringing their 30-plus years of Huntington Beach seafood restaurant expertise to the area. Maybe start with some fresh oysters. Jose is tremendously proud of his selection of both East and West Coast oysters. Maybe the crab cakes. For fresh seafood, maybe enjoy the scallops, king crab, or the fresh fish of the day. Have a carnivore in your party? Choose from the New York Strip, a filet, and the rack of lamb is sensational. Trestle's serves lunch Monday through Saturday and is open for dinner nightly. Has a beautiful but relaxed decor and a patio that was made to enjoy our fabulous Colorado sunsets. And a wine list that is second to none. Compliments a full-service bar. It's called Trestle's Coastal Cuisine, but the salads are fabulous. Oh, and if you're craving a burger, it's one of the best around. Trestle's welcomes reservations, so either drop in or call 303-663-3622. That's 303-663-3622. And remember, if you still want to do takeout, Trestle's is happy to accommodate you.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com.
After round 7, or was it 8? I bought a round for the whole dang place. And after 9 rounds of
all right, 24 minutes after 3 o'clock here on the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show. You know, we just did a spot for Bagnall Carpet Cleaning. Talked about having Bailey the Mexican street dog. I have a Mustang convertible. Bought it in 1997, nice and new. It's got that Irish racing, they used to call it Irish or British racing green. It's got the gold package, the 4.6 liter engine, the the chrome wheels. I mean, it's a chick magnet. Anyway, Bailey loves riding in it. I put the top down this time of year, and those ears are just flapping. So, you know what? Because it's 1997, I had to get an emission sticker this year because every couple of years with a car that old? Is it every 2 years, whatever it is? You got to go get an emission sticker before you can register the car. Well, of course, in April, and then May, and then they moved it back. So we're starting to stack up on the emissions. The emission centers are closed. We got one in Castle Rock. Is that open now? No, because you know why? They can't find enough people. If you're looking for a job, why don't you apply? They'll train you. Maybe you can go to work for them. Anyway, so now you have to go up to Highlands Ranch, or they call it Lone Tree, whatever it is on Colorado Boulevard. You know where I'm talking about, right there near 470, right near the Casa Caliente Mexican restaurant. So yesterday I said, well, what time do they open? 9, 10 o'clock. I look at, they open at 8 o'clock. So I told Bailey, I said, get in the car, man. We're going to haul butt up there, and we're going to get ourselves all taken care of. Because, you know, now we got April, May. They give you the June, they're moving to July. You know what I'm talking about there. Well, but then you got people that bought new cars. So we get there at 8:21. They've been open since 8 o'clock. They got 4 bays. I am number what in the queue to get the emissions test? How about number 43? The cars are lined up all down Colorado Boulevard. They end up one lane. They go over I-25. They go over C-470. I'm telling you what, it was an absolute freak show. They said, well, the waiting time here will be about maybe 2, but probably close to 3 hours. I said, screw this. I left. I'll just drive around with expired plates. Nobody tell the governor. I'll just try to get it taken care of. Car number 43 at 21 minutes after they opened. I'd probably still be sitting there. I'd probably miss the show. 303-696-1971. But on a good note, you know, we like to, you know what, I'm telling you, I really believe this. You don't like to see anybody go out of business. You don't like businesses to close. You don't like people to lose their job. But I'm telling you something, there's people that are going through an institutional laziness right now that really don't deserve to have their businesses reopen. Now, the hard chargers, they're kicking butt. In the restaurant industry, they did a great job with the takeout. And now that they can open, they're still doing takeout. And the takeout plus the dine-in is over 100% of what their business was last June. Now they got to make up for April and May. But still, I'm telling you what, they're doing a great job of just rocking and rolling. And I'm going to tell you about one of those stories. I live on a golf course. I live at Plum Creek. And I'm looking right at the women's tee, so there's no problem there. But off to my right are the men's tees, kind of up the hill. Well, the hole goes down and to the right, a dog leg to the right, and I'm sitting on the left. But you know what? Every once in a while, once a year, once every couple of years, once every 3 years, somebody gets up there, they get on the gold tees, they put the ball down, they think they're studs, they swagger, and then they hit the ball, and it hooks. Well, I had a broken window about 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. And the guy, I went flying out the door like my butt was on fire. Turns out it's the used car, previous owned vehicle sales manager, Cooney Lexus. Nice guy. He fessed up. He said, I did it. Here's my contact information. I'll pay for it. No problem. By the time he got down to the tee, I had already heard from Ken Carroll Glass. They said, we're coming out to check it out. They said, we need about a week because this is the busy, busy season. And I said, okay. So they came out, and a guy named Brian came out, Ken Carroll Glass. And you know what? I've had them broken before, and I usually use a glass company in Castle Rock, but Chris knew the company. Brian comes out. What a nice guy. He shows up on time. We get talking. He said, oh, yeah, Mike Boyle of the restaurant show. We get talking about restaurants. He lives over by Quincy and 470. Do you ever go to Tommy's Tubs, Subs? I love Tommy's Subs. I said, where else do you go? He says, I go to a steakhouse called the 5281 Steakhouse, and it's in that same strip center at Quincy and 470 with Tommy's Subs. From Mexican over there, he goes to Los Dos Potrillos. How many of you have been around? And remember when they had a restaurant downtown at Arapaho called Arapaho Junction before they started getting the Los Dos Potrillos out at County Line and Holly? Anyway, he loves it. I asked him if he's ever been to the new Lake House, the old Lucha Mexican Cantina on Wadsworth, just a little bit east of, no, it's on Bowles, just a little bit east of Wadsworth. Overlook. He said, yeah, I've been there. Very good. They've got a great patio. Anyway, he takes the measurements, and because it was a double pane, it came through a double pane glass. I mean, I had glass everywhere. My house may be the cleanest house in Castle Rock, because you know what? When it shatters those shards, you don't want them all over the place, and I'm vacuuming and vacuuming and vacuuming. Anyway, I got a call from Ian at Ken Carroll Glass on Friday. He said, Mike, we got your glass in already. He said, we can be there on Monday. How about between 1:30 and 3? Absolutely. I know it's a double plane. We rushed it. We want to get it in for you. We've had some boomers, some thunderstorms. So these are guys that are absolutely customer service oriented. So I wanted to thank Ian. I wanted to thank Brian. I want to give a little plug to Ken Carroll Glass, doing an absolutely great, great job. All right, I'm sitting here with these Vandermeer tickets for the 4th of July. I asked Jim Nichols, doing a nice job producing the show, as he always does. He has a hiccup every once in a while, but he does a pretty good job. These tickets to Vandermeer for the Jet Car Nationals and the fireworks show, they're $33 each, $30 in advance. And I've got five of them. And I think what I'd like to do, I'll give away a pair. I'll give them away as a three-pack, whatever. I can give away, I suppose, a family four-pack. If there's an individual out there that would like a ticket, give me a call, 303-696-1971, and go on the air. Speaking of Jim Nichols producing the show, this week he celebrated his 25th wedding anniversary. I'm sure to his wife it probably seems like a lot longer. Anyway, went to the Texas Roadhouse, had himself a big old steak and a loaded baked potato. Texas Roadhouse does a nice job, but a shout-out to Jim Nichols and his wife on their 25th wedding anniversary. Something else. I mentioned this in Colorado Springs. My daughter, when she was in town, we had a wonderful Father's Day breakfast last Sunday. She fixed it for me. I hope all you dads out there had a great Father's Day. Maybe got to spend some time with your kids. Maybe take a little time off. Maybe do a little bit of barbecuing, whatever you do. But at any rate, and then she did the Sunday show with me from 10 o'clock until noon. Got some nice compliments on that, including one from Darlene Stacy of Red Carpet World Travel. But she was cleaning out a bunch of stuff. You know, we're not real hoarders. We don't keep a lot of stuff. You know, he who travels fastest travels without a lot of stuff. And we're more into experiences than buying the T-shirt and buying the knickknacks and so forth and so on. But anyway, in my bedroom, in my four-bedroom house, she had a bedroom. I obviously have a bedroom. But she had a room that she used as an office, as a study, when she was studying for school. And it must have worked out pretty good. K through 12, Catholic education, 4 years at Cal Poly, 2 years at Cal Poly Pomona for her master's degree. But she says, Dad, I don't need this desk anymore. And it's a big, beautiful desk. And I can send you a picture. It's 6 feet wide, about 2.5 feet deep. 6 feet tall. It's got shelves, drawers, compartments. It's got the slide out for your computer. It is a great, great desk. It's that kind of light wood color, probably a light oak. I'm not much on wood. I don't know my woods, but light oak. And we even got one of those nice black leather roller chairs, or maybe it's not leather, maybe it's plastic, but you know what I'm talking about. And if you want to buy it, if you've and I'm not gonna I'm not going to let you, I'm not going to give it away, but if you need something for your kid, if you need something, I'm telling you what, if you're working at home, there's a lot of people working from home. If you think you need it, I can send you some pictures. Send me an email at mike@mikeboyle.com. I will make, like I said, I'm not going to give it away, but I will make you a heck of a deal. All right, we talked about tickets to Bandamere next week. Let's talk about tickets to the Castle Rock Wine Fest. Let's do this. Let's go ahead and take a break, because if you get your tickets to Bandamere early, you save a little money. I've got some free tickets for you if you want to give me a call later. But same with the Castle Rock Wine Fest. 3 weeks from today, if you buy the tickets in advance, you save a little money. But when we come back, we're going to talk with Pam Riddler, the president of the Castle Rock Chamber of Commerce, the 17th year of the Wine Festival. It is a ball. We'll be right back with Pam on the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show.
It started with a craving. Hey, we've all craved a good burger, right? Well, that's what happened to Jeff Richard and his two sons. While spending a little father and son time, they got hungry, and burgers really sounded good. The more they talked, the more they thought, no place came to mind. Well, then, an idea was born. Dad, why don't you and Mom open a really, really good burger place? The next thing you know, Jeff and his wife, Jaren, have three Crave Real Burgers. Crave Real Burgers. The original in Castle Rock, with two others in Highlands Ranch and Colorado Springs. Sure, they got the basic burger, big, thick, juicy, but maybe try one of the specialty burgers like the Sin City, Love Stinks, the Three Little Pigs, the Luther, served between two glazed donuts, or a house favorite, the Nutty Professor, with peanut butter, bacon, jalapenos, and onion. And that's only the start. There are plenty more to choose from. Crave also has appetizers, sandwiches, and salads. Wash everything down with a delicious milkshake. Crave Real Burgers is open 7 days a week for both lunch and dinner at all three locations. Jeff was trained at the Culinary Institute, so you know he has talent, and he's put together some different, interesting, and delicious burgers. Some even have won or placed in numerous burger competitions. Crave Real Burgers. While Joyce's Famous Pizza didn't like the Great American Shutdown and what it did to businesses all over the metro area, she was really set up for takeout and delivery more than most, because that's what most of her business is anyway. Joyce's Famous Pizza is a small place anyway. Located at 2120 South Broadway, just south of Evans, Joyce's only has about five or six tables, so most people stop by and take her amazing pizza home with them. And of course, Joyce's has always delivered. Joyce's is open for business, both lunch and dinner, 7 days a week, beginning at 11 o'clock. Also, while Joyce is known for her pizzas, don't forget the sub sandwiches on homemade bread. Salads, pasta dishes, and calzones. Everything can be picked up or delivered. You can call in your order and it will be waiting for you when you arrive. Joyce's number is 303-777-4992. That's 303-777-4992. Joyce's has been around since 2008. And remember, she serves a big pie, 16 inches, with plenty of toppings to choose from. She also has a great pizza by the slice lunch special. So check out Joyce's Famous Pizza, 2120 South Broadway, and be looking for some of her social media deals and the occasional Saturday specials offered on Mike's website at mikeboyle.com. These specials can really save you some money. You know, if you're only going to be offering takeout for an extended period of time, and then you're going to figure out how to ramp your business back up when you reopen for dine-in, well, you might as well use the opportunity to change the name of your restaurant. That's what Jeff and Janine, owners of DW's 285 Diner in Conifer, decided to do. So DW's is now the Conifer Cafe. Same owners, same great breakfasts and lunches, and since they also own Tommy's Sub at Quincy and C470, serving great subs for over 25 years, they decided to also offer those subs at the Conifer Cafe. And Tommy's is also open for takeout and dine-in, and serving what Mike considers to be one of the best Philly cheesesteak sandwiches in the state. So, let's see if we can help you follow all this. DW's in Conifer is now the Conifer Cafe, but it's still serving breakfast and lunch. The Conifer Cafe is now serving Tommy's Subs, and you can get Tommy's Subs at their original location in Morrison. Maybe start with a nice drive to the mountains and breakfast at the Conifer Cafe. Huevos, skillets, maybe a big burger for lunch, then take home a Tommy's Sub for dinner. Got your whole day covered. Two great places, two great owners, and plenty of great food. Conifer Cafe and Tommy Subs.
Pop open an ice cold Pepsi while you enjoy more of the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show.
All right, welcome back to the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show. You know, if Tina Turner was referred to as the hardest working woman in show business, my next guest is probably the hardest working woman in event planning. As we know, over the summer, a lot of events are getting canceled, a lot of events are getting shut down, but not the Castle Rock Wine Festival. Yep, it's coming up in mid-July. We want you to be there. It's a lot of fun, the 17th annual. I've got the president of the Castle Rock Chamber of Commerce, Pam Riddler, with me. Pam, do you like your new title that I bestowed upon you, the hardest working woman?
Oh, my goodness. I'm overwhelmed.
Well, you and I have. Well, in the events coming up soon, you and I have had a lot of conversations. You know, it used to be that you'd arrange for wineries and you'd arrange for volunteers. Obviously, the facility had to be decided upon and negotiated with. And then it just kind of flowed and it went well, and we'll have tickets online and we'll sell tickets in advance. And yeah, there was logistics. If you want to park at the Castle Rock outlets, you can take a bus over and be shuttled. But did you ever think you'd have to get into social distancing and spacing between the booths and directional arrows on the grass at Butterfield Crossing Park and so forth?
It has definitely been a brand new world that we live in, to put, you know, not only as a person having to live in this area, but when you try to go ahead and schedule and coordinate our large events, there definitely is a process. And we have been learning all about the variance process that we've been going through to make sure that this event is going off and be fabulous for everybody to enjoy.
Well, and let me ask you this, just because when I run into people, of course, I've got the Taste of Douglas County, the 18th annual, coming up on August 20th at the Douglas County Event Center. That's an indoor facility. You're outdoor, so you have the benefit of fresh air, sunshine, and all of that type of stuff. But was there ever any thought of 10 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago, a month ago, of not having the event, of whether or not you'd be able to pull it off? Talk a little bit about what you've had to go through just to be assured internally at the chamber and assure people externally. I ran into a guy the other day, and I said, are you going to participate with us in the Taste of Douglas County? He said, well, I don't know. Is the Douglas County Fair going to come off, and what form is the Douglas County Fair? And I said, I'm not concerned about the Douglas County Fair. I'm concerned with the Taste of Douglas County and trying to pull it off. Did you ever have any doubts? Did you have wineries say to you, we'd love to be there. We've been there for 17 years. We'd love to be there on Saturday, July 18th. But are you going to be able to pull it off? Was there doubt within your staff? Was there doubt among people that were going to participate?
You know, I can't say that there wasn't some doubt because, you know, we're all in an unknown environment. However, working with our Douglas County government and just knowing that Douglas County is basically the lowest county reporting of anybody with COVID. It's been the lowest percentage within the state. And being able to work with our county partners, they've helped us so much go through the process. And it's called a variance process.
Right.
And the county has worked with us and working with Tri-County Health and making sure that we are taking the steps necessary to make it safe. And so even on our website, you'll see the health and safety measures that are being required. And it will be different. I'm not going to try to say that it's not. But we still are going to, we have two stages this year, which in the past we've only had one stage that will have entertainment on it. We still have a fabulous amount of wineries. I believe we have around 26, 27 wineries that are coming. We have all sorts of vendors, but things will be different. And so we will be following both our volunteers and the and my staff are going to be following these measures to make sure everybody feels comfortable and safe, but still has a good time.
We're talking with Pam Riddler, president of the Castle Rock Chamber of Commerce, because coming up on Saturday, July 18th, from 2 o'clock in the afternoon till 8 o'clock in the evening, the 17th annual Castle Rock Wine Fest at Butterfield Crossing Park, just west of the factory outlets in Castle Rock, I-25 and exit 184. Information is at CastleRockWineFest.com. You know, people might find it interesting, Pam. Let's talk a little bit about every wine fest, taste, county fair, whatever the event is, whenever anybody wants to get together, they have to request a variance, whether it's a church opening. They don't want to open with 10 people. They want to be able to open up with more. A restaurant wants to be open
with 50% of capacity inside and outdoor facilities and so forth. So they have to request, and unfortunately, whether you start at the Castle Rock Chamber of Commerce and work with wonderful people on the Douglas County Commission like Roger Partridge and Laura Thomas, you have got to submit a request. And all of these requests seem to wind up on the governor's desk. And you can only imagine the stack of variance requests. We've got 64 counties in the state of Colorado. How many of those are having a festival? How many of those are having a county fair? So it's really a fairly cumbersome and arduous process, Pam Riddler.
Yeah, no, it is. It is, and it's been, you know, you really have to think through what this process is and what we can do to accommodate and to make sure that we're, you know, we're taking all the steps necessary to make sure that we have a very safe and, you know, and fun event. So we've been working hard. My staff's been working very hard with the county staff to make sure that we're following those rules, and we have the Wine Fest coming up, but we have other events also that we'll have to be doing a similar process with. So we're one of the very first festivals that are happening at least along the Front Range, and we're trying to make sure that we're following all the details that need to be happening. And we have over 130 volunteers that help us during that day. You know, because you can't put on such a big event without the staffing of it. And we have some phenomenal leadership volunteers as well as other volunteers that help us through the day. So we will be working hard.
This outdoor wine tasting event offers more than two dozen wineries and over 180 varieties of Colorado wine. This annual event draws wine aficionados for the enormous variety of Colorado wines, fabulous food trucks, live entertainment to dance into the night, plus an activity zone, CastleRockWineFest.com. And one thing that I would say, as restaurants opened up, and of course this is primarily the restaurant show, but it's also what do you do in your leisure time, whether it's go to a movie or read a book or go to a wine festival, is that if things are open, it's better for us as the public, Pam, to have a choice of whether or not we want to go. As opposed to things being canceled or shut down, that decision is being made for us. So what I tell people when it comes to a restaurant, what I will tell people as we get closer to the taste of Douglas County, and I'm sure you would concur with the Castle Rock Wine Festival, if you feel comfortable being outdoors, being outside, being around other people, then for goodness sakes, come to this fabulous event and have a good time. But if you don't, then stay home. The event will be back in July of 2021 when things are settled down a little bit and everybody will have a good time. But you just, you know, don't come to this event looking for something to bellyache about. Somebody's not standing 6 feet apart from somebody else. Don't you agree with that? Just come to the thing.
No, I totally agree. I think if people are not feeling comfortable and haven't, you know, if you're not feeling well, definitely don't come.
Yeah.
And we're posting that everywhere. And so it's, you know, the event is moving forward. We are excited to be able to put on the event. And, you know, people are looking for some normalcy. Yeah. And so that's exactly what we're trying to put forward with some conditions on them.
I got to tell you something, Pam. I'm going to be watching. I'm going to be studying. I'm going to be researching because I can't wait at 2 o'clock when there's about X number of people lined up trying to get in. You're trying to check their tickets to take everybody's temperature. I know at the Taste of Douglas County, when that door opens at 5 o'clock on Thursday, August 20th, it will be like a tsunami of people and we're trying to check their temperatures and so forth. So I think it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful event Saturday, July 18th at Butterfield Crossing Park in Castle Rock. But I do think that like you say, we're gonna have some challenges, but you know what? We're gonna put a smile on our face and we're gonna work through it. It's gonna be a great event,
absolutely.
Pam. How do people
absolutely
get tickets?
Just go on to CastleRockWineFest.com and you can purchase your tickets electronically. I do need to tell you, one of those rules is that it needs to be that people need to either pre-purchase or at the door, just make sure you have a credit card because we will not be accepting cash.
Yeah.
At the door.
Yeah, that's right. So, that cash is dirty. And I have told my listeners, Pam, if you've got any of that dirty money and you want to get rid of it, if you don't want your hands to touch it, give me a call, send me an email. I'll pick it up. I'll meet you anywhere you need me to meet you because I'll take it off here. Yeah. Okay.
Absolutely.
Pam Riddler, once again, she's the president of the Castle Rock Wine Fest. 17 years ago, when we were standing in the cold at the Grange, did you ever think it would come to this?
No, I actually didn't. I mean, we definitely have had some different types of weather on our events, but, we continually have a great time.
All right, Pam Riddler, Castle Rock Wine Fest. We're going to go ahead and take a break on the Mike Boyle.
The restaurant owners that were hustlers, people that really promoted and came up with good marketing ideas before the pandemic, they did reasonably well weathering the storm during the shutdown. Two of those owners are John Jordan and his partner, owners of the Tailgate Tavern on Main Street in Parker, and now they're back to full service. Great marketeers serving great food. You can still take out, but why not dine in and enjoy the friendly neighborhood environment of the Tailgate, a place where you really feel like everybody knows your name? They're doing their hugely popular Burger Mondays, the Buffalo Wing Wednesdays, Prime Rib Thursdays, and the wildly popular Fish Fry on Friday, and they're still taking the time to support local charities, veterans organizations, the Parker business community, and even doing benefits for healthcare providers in their area. So when you do something nice for yourself, getting some really good food from the Tailgate and at very reasonable prices, you're doing something nice for others. The Tailgate Tavern also has one of the biggest and best patios in the metro area. The Tailgate is open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner and has a wonderful, friendly staff that would love to see you. The Tailgate Tavern in Parker.
Good news, no great news. The four View House restaurants, yep, four, downtown across from Coors Field, historic downtown Littleton, Centennial just off I-25 and the Tech Center, and the newest store in Colorado Springs are now open for dine-in eating, drinking, or to enjoy one of their fabulous rooftop patios. If you prefer, each View House location is still doing takeout, but it's time to get together again with friends. Enjoy dine-in. Each store is staffed and ready to serve you. All meals are being prepared under the supervision of corporate executive chef Jose Guerrero and his excellent staff at each individual restaurant. The View House restaurants are also constantly updating their offerings, so ask about special items and package deals. Maybe even take one of their craft brewed beers home with you. Remember that each View House restaurant has private party rooms that can accommodate groups of all sizes. And if you don't want to dine in or pick up your takeout meal, each View House has its own delivery service. You can enjoy View House food in the comfort of your own home. But if you want Mike's suggestion, stop by any of the four View House locations: Lodo, Littleton, Centennial, and Colorado Springs. Good food, friendly people, all with great views from their rooftop patios.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and if you're looking for Chinese food in the southeast Denver area, why not stop off at the Golden Shanghai, 1412 South Parker Road, wonderfully, locally, independently owned Tony and Dana Pond, absolutely wonderful husband and wife team. They've had it for well over 20 years, 1412 South Parker Road, and not only do they serve Chinese food, but they've got Thai food, Vietnamese food, and you know one other thing they've done? They've added a bunch of those real Chinese dishes, the dishes you would get if you decided to go to China. Sure, they've got the sesame chicken and the Mongolian beef, dishes we all love from a Chinese restaurant, but they've got some of that authentic stuff as well. They're open 7 days a week, serving lunch and dinner at the Golden Shanghai. Their phone number is 303-743-9079. That's 303-743-9079. They've got a private party room, but stop by and say hello to Tony and Dana Pan. Got a full-service bar, absolutely wonderful people. The Golden Shanghai Restaurant in Southeast Denver.
News Talk 710 KNUS. Listen live at radio.com.
And I've got swinging doors, a jukebox, and a bar stool. And my new home has a flashy neon sign.
All right, 3:54 is the time here on the Mike Boyle Restaurant Show. In the next hour, we're going to talk with Paul Rosalie, R-O-S-O-L-I-E. He has a book out called Mother of God, and I'll tell you something, it was impressive. It's not a religious book, so don't go away. And I shouldn't say that. You know, a lot of us like to read the ultimate religious book periodically, maybe a verse or two a day, go to church every once in a while. But I think you'll really enjoy it. It's a story of the Amazon, the tributaries of the Amazon. Just at a spot for the View House restaurant, they are open and rocking. My daughter and I while she was in town, met last Monday, pardon me, at the View House in Centennial, and she had a vegetarian dish, and what's the white one? I get the cauliflower and the broccoli mixed up. It was broccoli. Breaded broccoli, deep-fried broccoli. Boy, it was really good. They gave her a big plate of food. I had a crispy buffalo chicken sandwich. I love the jalapeno burger. I love the fish and chips. I haven't had a meal I don't love at the View House restaurants. But I wanted to try something different, and the server recommended the crispy buffalo chicken sandwich. So I had that. And when you give it in for a side, you know, you can have the fries or the sweet potato fries. I said, can I just have a side salad? They give you a nice side salad. They give you one that will fill you up, one that will really resonate with you. So anyway, we had a nice experience at the View House restaurant in Centennial. Talking a little bit throughout the show about nice gestures, and I've been just dropping them in periodically, restaurants that are doing a good job, restaurants getting open, restaurants that are really making people feel welcome, restaurants that are doing a great job on their way back. But did you happen to see the news story last night? When it comes to the news, I know some of you are glued to Channel 9 at 5 o'clock. Maybe you're glued to Lester Holt. Maybe you're glued to Fox News. Not me. I get my news from a whole bunch of sources I read, but I do bounce around periodically. Last night, there was a news story. Littleton Adventist Hospital, I don't know if you happen to see it, but because non-elective surgeries were suspended during the COVID shutdown, hospitals were concerned about whether or not they would have enough beds to treat COVID patients. Things got a little tight, and there's two surgeons over there that agreed to forego their salaries. And I don't remember if it was a month or 2 months, so that all the money could go to their staff of about 5 or 6 or 7 nurses so that they would not have to be furloughed. And I just thought, you know what, listen, I hope I never wind up in the Adventist Hospital. I hope I never wind up in the Castle Rock Hospital again. But I'll just tell you this. I just thought that it was a wonderful, wonderful gesture. I'm glad they got some publicity on television. They didn't do it for the publicity. I'm sure probably one of the nurses tipped off the news media, and that's how it wound up on the air. All right, so in the next hour, we're going to talk about a book. I got to tell you something. I've read another book, and I'm going to get that author on in a little while. It's called The Summer of Beer and Whiskey. It's the story of baseball in its developmental stage, embryonic state, back in 1880, and it was really good. A listener gave it to me. Said he read it. I said, is it true? He said, I don't know. Well, I said, well, I'm going to find out, and it is true. And I got a hold of the author back in Massachusetts, and his name is Ed Achorn, A-C-H-O-R-N, Achorn. And I'm going to get him on sometime here in the future because it was a wonderful, wonderful book. I saw a couple movies this week. I saw Selma, the story of the march over the Selma Bridge in 1965 with Martin Luther King. I had never seen it. Listen, if you grew up in that era, you knew a little bit about the civil rights struggles. You knew a little bit about Martin Luther King. You knew a little bit about the Selma March. I know that he was murdered on April 4th, 1968, 2.5 weeks before I went in the Army. That was kind of an interesting time. But at any rate, the movie Selma, maybe a lot of you have seen it. It did not do particularly well at the box office, but so somewhere along the line, I'm going to give you a review on a book, Summer of Beer and Whiskey, get the author on, probably do a little bit more extensive review on Selma. And I saw another movie about a guy named Brian Banks, was a heck of a football player at Long Beach Poly, and was accused of rape by his girlfriend. No evidence, prosecutorial misfeasance, unbelievable. Wound up spending 5 years in prison until she recanted. And boy, it was really a good movie as well. So anyway, but in the next hour, we're going to talk with Paul Rosalie, R-O-S-O-L-I-E, about his book, Mother of God. Let's do this. Let's go ahead and take a five-minute break for local and national news and come back with Paul. I know it's not restaurants, but you know what we say, the restaurant show where we talk about restaurants, movie, travel, books, and whatever we feel like talking about. You're going to find this absolutely fascinating. I have been to the Amazon, and this brought back wonderful, wonderful memories, and he's going to paint a vivid, vivid picture for you when we come back on the restaurant show.